One of my favorite teachings of all time is that very popular quote by the father of medicine, Hippocrates, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." Food is medicine in countless ways, but today I'm going to share with you only 10 of my personal favorite ways in which food acts as medicine. Number one, every food has an inherent thermal quality, and when consumed, they have a thermal effect on the human body. Now, I'm not referring to the actual temperature of the food, the physical temperature of the food when consumed. I'm referring to the inner thermal quality which every food possesses. What this means is that some foods, when consumed at room temperature, have a warming effect on the human body, while other foods consumed also at room temperature have a cooling effect on the human body. And there's also a group of foods which have no effect at all. They have a neutral thermal effect on the human body. For example, cucumber, watermelon, and lettuce are cool by nature and have a cooling effect on the body, whereas walnuts, eggplant, and most meats are warm in nature and have a warming effect on the body. Although this principle is common knowledge in the East, in Yunani medicine, Persian medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, etc., in the West, this inner thermal quality of foods is pretty much a foreign concept. So why is it important to be aware of the thermal effects that foods can have on the human body? Well, for thousands of years, all of Eastern medicine, Yunani medicine, Persian, Ayurvedic, Chinese, etc., they have all taught the same thing, and that is that when the human body is thrown off balance thermally or energetically, if the body becomes too hot or if the body becomes too cold, then the body becomes more susceptible towards disease. And they teach that the first step towards healing is to bring the body back into balance energetically or thermally by using foods and herbs as medicine, by using this inherent thermal quality of foods to bring the body into balance, to increase vitality, so that now the body can better heal itself, so the body can now resolve its symptoms, resolve its infections, etc. Number two, unpasteurized organic fermented foods are medicine for the human body. Unpasteurized fermented foods provide an abundant diversity of good bacteria to the human body, which is essential for the maintenance of vibrant health. More than ever before, scientists all over the world, they are discovering the crucial connection between gut health and all other aspects of human health, just as Hippocrates, the father of medicine, had explained and taught thousands of years ago, that all disease begins in the gut and that all health also begins in the gut. They've discovered how gut health affects mental health. Did you know that most of the serotonin produced in the body should actually be produced in the gut by the good bacteria? So if you're experiencing dysbiosis or bacterial overgrowth, then you're gonna experience low serotonin production, which will affect your mental health. You're gonna feel depressed. You know, they've also discovered that the good bacteria in the gut synthesize many of the B vitamins, which are essential for good health. And with the hair analysis, I see this all the time. Individuals who are dealing with improper glucose metabolism, which is demonstrated by the calcium to magnesium ratio, if the calcium to magnesium ratio is too high or too low, it indicates improper glucose metabolism because of a deficiency of nutrients such as magnesium, chromium, but also B6, which should be produced by the good bacteria in the gut. So improper glucose metabolism revealed in the hair analysis indicates a possible gut dysbiosis. Scientists have discovered how your gut microbiome affects your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, as well as many of the other essential organs in your body, your lungs, your liver, etc. So as you can see, fermented foods are the food of life. And in fact, we are more bacteria than we are human, because we have 10 times the amount of bacterial cells than we do human cells. So the composition of our bacterial microbiome or body biome will reflect what our health is like. If we are more bad bacteria, then we're gonna be more sick. If we're comprised of more good bacteria, we're gonna experience vibrant health. If you're purchasing your fermented food, just make sure that it's unpasteurized, because most fermented foods, even in health food stores, they have been pasteurized because of regulation. So check to see that it's organic, unpasteurized, raw, and better yet, learn to make your own fermented foods at home. Number three, prebiotics is medicine for the gut. What are prebiotics? Prebiotics are basically non-digestible fibers which are found in fruits, in vegetables, and in grains. Now, these non-digestible fibers is what feeds the probiotics. Prebiotics is food for the probiotics, the good bacteria. So the food choices we make every day will either support the good bacteria in our gut or the bad bacteria in our gut. The food choices we make every day over time will shape our gut microbiome. If we're consuming a lot of these natural foods, fruits, vegetables, and grains which contain a lot of these non-digestible fibers, that'll support our microbiome and keep infections at a minimum. Whereas if we're consuming a lot of these refined carbohydrates, these processed foods which have had their fibers stripped away, then we're going to be feeding the bad bacteria, the candida, the fungus, the parasites, and allowing these to grow in the body. Number four, food is medicine because it contains minerals and vitamins. Minerals and vitamins are the spark plugs of life. Without them, life would not be possible, and in fact, many of our diseases today find their root in vitamin and mineral deficiencies. In the words of two-time Nobel Prize winner Dr. Linus Pauling, you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment to a mineral deficiency. And this deficiency in key nutrients is what inevitably leads to persistent toxicity. If we're deficient in key minerals, the body has to use something else. And many times this happens to be toxic heavy metals. So the more nutritionally deficient we become, the more our bodies will become as toxic sponges. And I see this often in my practice with the hair mineral analysis. Patients who demonstrate significant deficiencies in key minerals also demonstrate high levels of toxic heavy metals. The sad reality is that modern day farming practices funded by corporations produce foods that are not only nutritionally void, but they contain a cocktail of cancer-causing chemicals. We have foods that look great and taste great, and a population that's overfed yet undernourished. This is why testing and quality supplementation are so important these days in order to ensure that your body is getting all the nutrients it needs. Number five, food is medicine because it can either dampen your body or dry up your body. In fact, ancient traditional Chinese medicine teaches that many of our modern day illnesses, especially infections, are caused because of excess dampness in the body produced by the standard American diet, which is full of damp-forming foods or mucus-forming foods, such as refined carbs and sugars, fried foods, fatty and greasy foods, excess raw foods, cold foods and drinks from the fridge, dairy, alcohol, etc. Foods to relieve dampness and dry your body up and make your body less favorable towards infections are adzuki beans, leeks and onions, celery, turnips, corn, raw honey, etc. Number six, food is medicine because meat is medicine. Meat can be used medicinally. In fact, meat has been used medicinally for thousands of years since the time of Hippocrates, especially the organ meats. And in ancient traditional Chinese medicine, bone broth, for example, has been used for thousands of years to help women recover from postpartum depletion. In cancer, for example, raw pork pancreas is used in the treatment of cancer because most cancer patients are deficient in the pancreatic enzymes trypsin and chymotrypsin, which is very rich in raw pork pancreas. If you haven't seen my episode on treating cancer with pancreatic enzymes, you should check it out. In my practice, for example, I use adrenal glandulars to help people recover from adrenal fatigue, which is very prevalent today. Sometimes I'll recommend liver pate, for example, for individuals who are suffering with copper toxicity because their bodies can't process copper properly, can't make it bioavailable, and so copper rises to toxic levels. They start getting symptoms of copper toxicity and of copper deficiency because their body's not able to utilize that copper. And so being able to consume bioavailable copper from an animal source is very helpful to allow the individual to start utilizing copper, because copper is so important for so many of the biological processes of the body, and especially to contain infections, to not allow infections to become systemic, because copper is one of the body's most powerful natural antifungals, antimicrobials, and antibacterials. Number 7, food is medicine because it can affect your autonomic nervous system. Dr. Francis Pottinger discovered over a 40-year period that most human disease, minor and major, from allergies to cancer, was the result of autonomic imbalance, and that the key to getting people well was to get the autonomic nervous system back into balance, because then all the physiological systems, respiration, cardiovascular, digestive, endocrine, immune function, would work better. If your body is too parasympathetic, foods rich in calcium can help stimulate your sympathetic nervous system. And if your body is too sympathetic, if your body is in overdrive, in fight or flight all the time, foods rich in magnesium can help shut down your sympathetic nervous system. And foods rich in potassium, for example, can help stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system so that you can digest better, so that you can rest better, you can sleep better, you can heal better. Number 8, food is medicine because food contains essential oils, which are very medicinal. Vegetables, fruits, and herbs contain their own oils, which I like to describe as their immune system. Now, their immune system, or these oils, are very rich in plant chemicals, which helps the plant or the fruit or the herb fight off infections, to keep disease away, to keep the fungi away, to keep bugs away. And so when we consume, when we supplement with these essential oils, when we supplement with their immune system, it assists our immune system in fighting off infections all over the body, in keeping disease at bay. And these essential oils are so versatile, so beneficial. They can be used to balance out your hormones, to improve brain function. One of my favorite oils for brain function is frankincense oil, to improve digestive function. Castor oil is a great example of that, etc. Number 9, food is medicine because food has always been used as medicine for thousands upon thousands of years. It's just our generation and the generation, you know, after us, that we've lost touch with food, and we've gained a lot of touch with pharmaceuticals. So if you recall, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, they had this ancient wisdom which was passed down throughout the generations in whichever culture you were from, whether you're from the Persian culture, like myself, if you're from the African culture, Indian culture, etc., you will remember that for every condition, they had a food that they would go to. For example, if you're dealing with high blood pressure, they would recommend garlic. Garlic lowers your blood pressure. If you're dealing with a urinary tract infection, cranberry would be recommended. If you're dealing with a stomach ulcer, potato juice would be recommended, etc., etc. For every condition, there was a food that would treat that condition, which would heal that condition. Furthermore, in nature, we always find foods which physically resemble the actual organ or part of the body that they are good for, that they're beneficial for. And finally, number 10, food is medicine because real food carries and contains energy from the sun. You know, fruits, vegetables, herbs, they receive that energy from the sun, and when you consume it, that energy is transmitted to you. And that's what food should do every time you consume it. First and foremost, we are energetic beings. Our material reality is merely a reflection of our energetic reality, of our spiritual reality. You know, it was Nikola Tesla, I believe, who said, if you want to truly understand the universe, think in terms of energy and frequency. So food has that ability of transmitting that life-giving frequency. So that's it for today's video. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed it. You know, I've only shared with you just a few ways in which food acts as medicine. Yet your doctor, your conventional doctor, will always tell you that your condition has nothing to do with your diet, that food is not medicine, but that the petrochemical drug they're going to prescribe for you is medicine. So smash the like button if you disagree with your conventional doctor and if you believe food to be truly the greatest medicine. And also, I'd love to hear what are some of your favorite ways in which food acts as medicine. So please comment below, and I'll see you next week.